Welcome to the AgPro podcast. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of AgPro. The Agricultural Retailers Association seeks to assist members with questions about federal legislation impacting agriculture and regulatory compliance issues. And one such resource is the DC Help Desk. Richard Gupton, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at ARA, joins us today on the podcast to talk about the latest from DC. Richard, welcome to the podcast.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Richard, I feel like we have to timestamp everything these days because things are moving so fast. So we are having this conversation the morning of April 6th. And I'm wondering, could you share with us some of the top line things that you guys are working on from ARA, from a transportation standpoint, amid this COVID-19 pandemic?
Yeah, the major issues that I'm dealing with are on the transportation front, to make sure our members have new hires, new drivers they're able to bring on board, making sure there's proper guidance dealing with because of the lack of availability of personal protective equipment. On the worker safety front and following regulations, also on the driver front, making sure they have enough employees to be able to move product in a timely way. They're probably the two big critical things. And the positive thing too is making sure they're listed in every state as an essential worker, to make sure, again, they can move those supplies without, you know, getting hindered by any state enforcement action if there's a shelter-in-place order.
What should ag retailers know about some of the relief that's being given in terms of hours of service?
Well, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has issued a number of emergency waivers, declarations. One of those was a national declaration under the hours of service regulations. It was first issued March 18th. It initially did not include fertilizer and feed and other farm supplies. On March 25th, they did expand it, and we had made this request and other sectors of the ag industry as well to expand that to broader farm supplies. So on March 25th, feed and fertilizer was added. The problem is other products like seed, ag chemicals, and other precursors to essential items was not included. So we're still working with FMCSA to get those other farm supplies covered under that relief, and that's an ongoing discussion.
Now, I know because of a lot of the actions that have been taken, a lot of state agencies are shut down and not open to the public. So what should ag retailers know about some of the state licensing offices closures?
And that's probably the biggest issue. And Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has issued emergency waivers and guidance for drivers that have a current commercial driver's license, CDL, or commercial learner's permit, which has been helpful. They've also extended out, you know, for DOT physicals or the alcohol and drug testing, because those are non-emergency items. But to your point, the biggest issue is all these state driver's license agencies' closures to bring on new hires, new drivers. A lot of our members bring on seasonal drivers under the restricted ag CDL. That's for even one company, several hundred new employees, drivers to be able to deliver farm supplies to their customers in a timely way. With these closures in place, a lot of them are not able to get that. Now, over time, we've been working over this the last 3 weeks, trying and working with state associations, members of Congress and some of these governors to get these offices reopened. And so what's happened is in some states they now can get it by appointment only. That may or may not be good enough to process those in a timely way. The state of Kentucky had the best solution. They passed emergency legislation that allows for the movement. So it kind of depends on the state. But we're working with our members and state associations to try to get this addressed. That's the major problem, being able to bring on these new drivers, making sure they're legal on the road with these restricted ag CDLs and have the proper endorsements. They can't even get that either. And so that's the biggest challenge right now, particularly during the busy spring planting season.
Right. We're right on the cusp of a lot of green lights for planting season. A lot of planters are rolling, so... Now, I know OSHA has released some guidance, particularly relevant because of some PPE demand, especially in light of that demand in the medical field right now. Could you tell us a little bit more about how that newly released OSHA guidance impacts ag retailers?
Well, a big issue for our members that we've heard that they're not had not been able to purchase and acquire these N95 respirator masks and other personal protective equipment. And the priority, as rightfully so, has been placed on the nation's medical workers, doctors, nurses, and others that are right on the front lines dealing with COVID-19. And but there are still federal regulations and guidelines that our industry is required to follow. And so one of the things that we have asked OSHA is provide for guidance. If you're not able to acquire these respirator devices and others, you know, how is our industry supposed to operate? So just this past Friday, OSHA has released the guidance to deal with those issues. It's posted on, our members can go to our website. We have a COVID-19 resource page to get all these updates. We sent out a notification to our members as well, and I'm sure it's posted also on the OSHA's website. And so that was some clarity from OSHA to make sure, again, our members are trying to do the right thing, but if they're not able to get those types of equipment, alternatives, and the OSHA provided that kind of guidance.
And Richard, I know other communication that you guys at ARA have sent out, and it's also available on that COVID-19 member resources page, would be in regards to the CARES Act and some of the SBA programs that are now available to ag retailers, correct?
That is correct. You know, Congress passed a $2.2 trillion COVID-19 resource for small businesses that have been impacted and workers, you know, that have been impacted by the shelter in place or shutdown orders. So the Small Business Administration are working with the banks that are providing emergency assistance to companies. And so we had a webinar actually late last week. That resource and information is also on the ARA website to provide you some guidance on how to apply for those types of financial assistance if necessary. And it also provides, you know, paycheck protection for employees and the like. Because it's nothing that these companies have done on their own economic impact. It's because of government shutdowns. And so a lot of these, whether it's even in the communities that our members work in, there are a lot of individuals having to get financial assistance. And so these programs, including for the ag sector, are eligible. It's through the Small Business Administration and working with their banks. And that's something we are supportive of and appreciate given these difficult times. And it'll provide some very much needed financial assistance. And one thing I will say is if we co-sign a letter to make sure farms are also eligible for some of these assistance programs. I know there's some through USDA, but they're also trying to make sure that these farms are eligible for some of the SBA financial assistance as well. So that's an ongoing discussion.
Excellent. I know, Richard, you guys are working really hard on behalf of interest and concerns ag retailers have during this just incredibly odd time. And I know we wish everybody a very safe and productive planting season.
That's absolutely. I mean, still have to have crops. Our industry still has to operate. It is an essential industry. And, you look at the grocery stores right now and all the kind of panic that everybody has about because of what's going on with COVID-19. So there's been a rush on food supplies and other materials at grocery stores. So our industry is working hard to make sure that food supply is continued to be there and stocked well and have an abundant, safe, healthy food supply, not only for the United States, but the globe. And that's something that our members will continue to work hard to make sure that happens. We just would need some relief and some guidance from not only the federal government, from the state agencies to make sure we can operate, hire the employees that we need to, and continue that the great work that our industry is doing.
Richard, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today.
No, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
And if you're an ARA member with advocacy or regulatory questions, please reach out to the ARA DC Help Desk. Many questions and issues can be answered or resolved within a few business days. go to aradc.org.